Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on patient Cesar Cooper, date of 7/22/1967, date of procedure June 6, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgeny Goldberg, referring physicians, Dr. Jose Espinosa. Procedure performed as esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy colectomy and cold snare polypectomy. Description of procedure, informed consent is obtained, period, possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesion. Physician learning to well explain to the patient, throughout the endoscopy suite, place in the lateral position, sedation, cranial anesthesia service, and monitor anesthesia care. While the lubricated lymphocytic gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, or retroflex view is obtained in the cardiac air reception from the stomach before withdrawal scope. The patient was then turned around on the lateral position and digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced under direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, the cecal valve, and complements of the folds. Careful examination was made of the last 5 centimeters of the terminal ileum period. Careful examination made of the cecum, the cecal valve, the ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, signal colon, and the rectum, or retroflex is obtained of the rectum period. Boston bowel prep scores greater than 7,2-3-2, good prep. Patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Indications of gastric abdominal pain, colorectal cancer screening. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was evidence of LA grade A ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, there was a 2 centimeter hiatal hernia. Next line, there was a non-obstructive widely patent Schatzky's ring. Next line, there was evidence of the Z line was mildly irregular at 40 centimeters from the bite block, comma, given the LA grade A ulcerative esophagitis, and given the LA grade A ulcerative esophagitis, comma, biopsies were obtained in the distal esophagus for further evaluation. Next line. There was evidence of a mild gastric erythema. Comma biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology and through a lead H. pylori. Next time, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion, with the major papilla appearing unremarkable, period. Biopsies were obtained through a lead celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line, the last 5 centimeters of terminal ileum appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was a good bowel prep with Boston bowel prep score of 7,2-3-2. Next line, there was evidence of pan-diverticulosis coli. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter hepatic flexure stress cell polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive hepatic flexure stress cell polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. That was stress cell. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were noted on retroflexion that were small and non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Recommend PPI daily for 8 weeks. Next line, recommend anti-reflux precautions and avoidance of NSAIDs. Next line, repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, recommend high-fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.